Programme 8 of the Sunday Class Dance on Radio GH on April the 18th, 2021. Hello everyone, and I hope you have had a good week and maybe been able to see a few more people for real. This week we will have a warm-up waltz which we use at Peterborough, the Victory Waltz from Graham Geddes, Let's Meet Again. The first dance is a jig from the Leeds Golden Collection called All the Eights, devised by Brenda Burnell for Ivy Lawson on her 88th birthday in 2008, and was danced at the Branch Dance that year when five branch members celebrated their combined 253 years. The recording is excellent and by Neil Barron and his Scottish Dance Band. was All the Eights, with the lead tune called Thutmure Croft by Neil Barron. As I said, this is an excellent CD, and the dances are all what could be described as accessible, so I would have no hesitation in recommending the set to class teachers. Now, after that gentle introduction, we'll up the ante with this next dance, especially for Sheila Bain, the 8x32 bar reel Bernie Boozle by David Queen. It was great to see David, Sheila, Billy, and all the other guests at the Ribble Valley Dance on Thursday evening, to which I had special invitation and I felt very honoured. SCDDB tells me that Bernie Boozle is the name of the house of Jim and Rhoda McMillan in Formby, and the dance was devised to honour Jim's year as the President of the Lancashire and Cheshire Federation of Scottish Societies, 1987-8. David also wrote the tune, and it was recorded by Jim Lindsay on that super CD, Reel of the Puffins. Thank you. Lindsay and his band playing Bernie Boozle on Rail of the Puffins. We will have our first Strathspey, and this is for Graham Tuch. Thinking of you this week, Graham. Autumn in Appin by John Drury has two chords, and threes and fours start the dance on opposite sides, and twos and threes are initially the dancing couples, and the lead tune is The Hills of Lorne by Charlie Hunter. Quandary choosing music for this dance. There are 13 recordings which have been made, but my choice came down to two. The Alastair Wood recording for RSCDS books 31 and 32 from 2003, or Ewan Galloway's Grove Collection Volume 1 from 2020. My initial inclination was towards Ewan, as he plays the Duchess Tree and the Cradle Song as supporting tunes, and he is, after all, the G in Radio GH. But, dedicating the dance to Graham Tuch, I guessed he would recognise Alistair Wood's version as readily as I do, so that was what you heard. Another request, and this next dance is for Susan Power, who does sterling work behind the scenes for Radio GH live broadcasts. Polharrow Burn is a five-couple reel by Hugh Foss, who lived in Dalry near the burn. Again, plenty of recordings to choose between, and I have chosen this nippy version by Ian MacPhail. Ian MacPhail and his band on Highlander Music Volume 5, and the timing was 2 minutes 45 seconds. Most recordings are 2 minutes 55 through to 3 minutes and 6 seconds, but I could have gone for the super-fast Peter White at 2 minutes 33. A step too far, I felt. This next dance, Father Connolly's Jig, is special to me. About 8 months after I restarted dancing, I was going to stay with my brother in Worcestershire for a 3-week working holiday, and thought I'd take my dancing shoes with me, just in case. Those 3 weeks turned into the most significant ones in my whole dancing career, I think. Towards the end of the 3 weeks, there was to be a dance in Gloucester, at which Marian Anderson and Max Ketchin, who I'd never heard of, would be playing, and Father Connolly's Jig was on the programme. So I went along to the class beforehand and was duly taught it, very ably, by Helen Thompson, along with at least 2 other beginners in my set. On the night of the dance, I was blown away by the wonderful music and 2 smiling musicians on the stage. For Father Connolly's Jig, partners were quickly grabbed and sets made up, so I was spared having to try it, and instead went to look at the band's CDs on the stage. Partway through the dance, suddenly someone in the top Gloucester set felt unwell, and I was grabbed and told, "You're second lady," and the dance continued. I managed to the end and was just congratulating myself when the sets were renumbered for an encore, and I was told, "You're third man." Baptism of fire. But what a great dance and what a wonderful band. Graham, Izzy and Max, joined by John Sinton on bass. The tune was composed by John Mason, the then director of the Scottish Fiddle Orchestra, for his friend Father Connolly. and as they were all sitting in the pub one night, they suggested to John Drury that he wrote a dance to fit. John Drury often devised series of dances, all using the same central movement, and on this occasion he had two up his sleeve. As the tune called for a 64-bar dance, he merely stuck the two dances together and Father Connolly's jig was born. This does explain why the dance breaks easily into two 32-bar halves, with the top three couples active for 32 bars, and then two standing at the top while the dance continues with the bottom three couples, and at the end first couple are in third place, not at the bottom as one might expect. Our next strathspey is The Gentleman, from RSCDS Book 35, devised by Ros Scott Huxley in 1986 in memory of her father, Group Captain David Huxley, who acted as MC at St Andrew's Cayley's for 26 years. The strathspey Poussette was his favourite formation. The lead tune is The Cayley Umbrella by Muriel Johnston, and we will hear Muriel and Keith Smith from the live recording of the Delaware Valley Spring Ball in 2003. Thank you. tie that dance the gentleman back to autumn in Appin. Mrs. Isabel Stewart of Fashionacloig in Appin was the co-founder of the RSCDS, and when Marie Jameson of London went to her memorial service, she suggested to John Drury that Autumn in Appin would be a good title for a dance. Group Captain Huxley initiated moves in 1974 to install a memorial to Mrs. Stewart in the Church of the Holy Cross, Portnacroix, Appin. Back to real time now, and a Derek Haynes dance named for Ray Milbourne, the pianist who was the founding secretary of the National Association of Accordion and Fiddle Clubs. Another dance with two chords, when unusually twos and fours cross to opposite sides, and you notice the order is always alternating man-lady, man-lady around the set. This dance gets called the half dance. Ones and fours are dancing couples, and they start cross, cast, and half figure of eight. Then it is half rights and lefts, and half reel of four. The second half of the dance is two men's chains and eight hands round and back, during which you can check that your order is correct. Nicol McLaren and the Glen Craig Band from A Tribute to Derek Haynes CD. The Glen Craig Band playing Ray Milbourne on their Tribute to Derek Haynes CD. The next dance is the third from John Drury today. Midnight Oil is a 5x48 bar jig written in December 1992 to mark the 20th winter dancing holiday in the Mediterranean area, organised by Mary Prentice. George Meikle composed the tune. I know it is one of Wynne Balgarny's favourites, as it always appeared on her dance programmes. And I think you need some pacey music to enjoy it at its best, so I have chosen Colin Dewar's version from Special Requests 2. Thank you. that was the Colin Dewar Quartet on Special Requests Volume 2, which was recorded in 1997. For our last Strathbay, we will have one of the most requested dances, City of Belfast by Lucy Mulholland, this time played especially for Faye Gleave from Judy Seymour. Marin Anderson wrote the tune called The City of Belfast, and her band recorded the Belfast Diamond Jubilee CD for their 2006 anniversary. Unmistakably Marian Anderson and her band. There are 6 dances in the Diamond Jubilee book and 4 more tracks on the CD, 2 for dances from their 40th anniversary book, and then a set of reels and a set of jigs, which work really well as an alternative or encore for Father Connolly's jig. Both the book and CD are available from my shop at the giveaway price of £8 for the set or £2 and £7 individually. And don't forget, shipping is still free worldwide, so what are you waiting for? www.thesundayclass.org.uk. Our final dance today is another from Bob McMurtry, this from his The Devil's Quandary. And although there is a CD of the same name, not all dances could be included, so I was very pleased to be able to add Stanford Swing to Recorded Highlights 1, and Jim Lindsay recorded a fantastic swinging set. So polish up your labarettes and take your partners for the 8x40 jig Stanford Swing. Lindsay and his band on that 2019 recording, which of course is also available from my shop. Once again, rushing towards the end of the programme, and this week I thought we'd have the Coquette Polka from an earlier Sandy Nixon CD, Merino Magic, from 1999. Thanks to Ewan and Derek, and to you all for listening. Try to keep sane enough to tune in again next week.